USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled Hillary. In it, the 73-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 14. 13 of those deaths are in Washington State, several at a single nursing home north of Seattle, and a coronavirus death has been reported in Northern California as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
To campaign 2020 news on the Republican side of things.
I think the country is far more united than people think.
President Trump at his first town hall of the 2020 campaign season in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event hosted by Fox News.
And ultimately what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with the virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former VP Joe Biden is extending his lead in the presidential primary race. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, it shows Biden with 45% support, a 13-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal judge in Memphis is ordering a Tennessee man out of the country due to his Nazi service during World War II. The U.S. Department of Justice saying Friedrich Karl Berger served as an armed guard in a concentration camp in Germany. It's not clear if Berger disclosed his Nazi ties when he entered the United States back in 1959. The DOJ says Berger is being sent back to Germany under a 1978 immigration law because he willingly assisted in Nazi-sponsored persecution. Actor Corey Feldman is promising to expose his former abusers in an upcoming documentary. Speaking on the Wendy Williams show this week, he said that he and his late friend Corey Haim were both molested as children, and Feldman said streaming services turned him down so he funded the documentary himself. He says, "My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys," will be released on Feldman's website on Monday. Feldman also said he still fears for his life as he's working to expose what he calls a powerful pedophile ring. And on a lighter note, Mickey Mouse finally has his own ride at Disney World. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opening inside the Hollywood Studios Park, and it's the first ride at any Disney park that actually stars Mickey Mouse. Kind of surprising. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.